The following programming is sponsored by Monica Lowry and Melinda Allen. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, or Peasley Media Group.
Hi, and welcome to Let's Talk with Mindy, Monica, and Maisha. My name is Monica.
Good morning. I'm Mindy.
I'm Maisha.
And welcome to our show today. We're glad you guys joined us. And how are you guys doing this morning?
I'm good. How are you, Monica?
I'm good. Hanging in there.
No complaints, right?
No, none this morning.
How are you, Mindy?
I'm awesome.
As usual.
I'm awesome.
And Maisha, help me with it. I'm what?
Amazing.
I even got my granddaughter singing that.
Because you know why? Because Miley is amazing.
Miley wants to do everything her mom does. So, yeah.
She definitely is her mini me.
She's me in training.
Mm-hmm. I just be like, really, Miley? She's like, yes, because my mom does it.
Oh,
okay.
Oh, my God.
That's my baby.
So what you guys do this weekend?
For me, oh, my God, it was a rainy day. And then it was a sunny day. So the weather was really good. It was nice. We took Leo to the park. Mm-hmm. He ran around like he'd never been outside before. So we went to the park. And the park was pretty packed with a lot of people. It was mm-hmm. a gorgeous day. We went out to, we ate Dan Manioc at Winnie's. And then we went to the park. With Leo and let him run around. My weekend was good. It was amazing. I had an amazing weekend.
I went to Wendy's before. They had really good food there.
Yeah, their food is
okay.
It's okay. I think.
Well, y'all talking to somebody that never gets out of the house. So.
Okay. Yeah, but it's okay.
But it was good.
Yeah. There's this place that has amazing breakfast food called mm-hmm. Eggs Expectations, and it's over in Delaware. Mm-hmm. When I tell you the food is so good, mm-hmm. everything, the drinks, the breakfast food, everything. We just went out there like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
When I had family in town for my cousin's repast. And we all went out there, and it was fun. The kids, you know, loved the food. Been there a few times, but I like it. So comparing that and comparing to Winnie's, it was like, oh, I want to go back to Eggs Expectations.
But, yeah.
But for the most part, Mindy had an amazing weekend.
Well, let's see. Friday, I had a ladies' night with my cousins because we said every once a month we'll get together and just have fun. And that's exactly what we did. Like, we were laughing at absolutely everything. So that was fun. And then Sunday, like Mindy said, it was an amazing, beautiful day. So my father and I went to the RV show at the Greater Philadelphia Expo Center. Mm-hmm. And it was nice because my dad is retiring in a little under 2 years, and we plan to do like a cross-country trip. So we were just like there checking out the RVs and stuff, and I'm totally on board.
So he's taking the whole family or just you and his wife and the kids?
Yeah.
Because he's not going to pull it, like.
Well, I guess whichever of my siblings and their kids want to go, you know.
So. I know your brother would probably want to go.
Yeah, because
he's adventurous. Like,
yeah, he wants to do a 30-day. So
a 30-day what?
A 30-day cross-country.
Mm-hmm. What?
Yeah, one part, from top to bottom, left to right.
That's a lot of driving.
Yeah, I mean, well, you know, we'll park up.
Well, if your brother goes, he's like a state trooper, so he's used to driving.
Yeah. So I'm looking forward to that. And visiting different, like, historical sites and stuff like that, so.
That's awesome.
Cool.
That's cool. So what was the exciting part about the RV?
I guess for me, some are really spacious and some are little tiny apartments on wheels.
Like little houses?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I was, like, surprised of, like, all the updated amenities and things they offer. So, like, when I think of RV, I just think of, like, back in the day, kind of, like, I don't know.
Like
I don't know
what movies.
Yeah, I don't know what I was thinking, but they have like dishwashers and everything.
Wow.
And I was like, oh, okay.
But
like
what this. We were talking about last week, that's why like a lot of families are actually moving into them. Yeah.
Yeah. And like some of them are complete, like with solar paneling. So like you can like charge all of your stuff and like, you know,
it's Wi-Fi equipped.
Yeah. And I was like, oh my goodness, I could do this. They're really expensive.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's like the cost of a house, right?
Yeah, well, some of them, the more luxurious ones. Yeah.
So you like RVs. I love boats.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah.
I love yachts. I love boats.
Could you live on a boat?
Yes, really? I can. Yes, all day.
Can you take Leo with you?
I would take Leo only because he will bark when he hears somebody coming already. He'll be my protector. But yes, I can definitely. What was that? Last year, 2 years ago, I went to the boat expo. Mm-hmm. And I had so much fun because just like you, everything was just so updated and technology and so advanced. Mm-hmm. Having the opportunity just to get on the boat and on some of the yachts and experience that. So I would definitely, if I was retired.
So I have a question because like now cruise lines are offering like this world, a world cruise. Where you stay on a ship for like 9 months and it goes all around the world. Would you guys do that?
No. I would definitely do that.
No.
I love water. Mm-hmm. So.
I would love that. Like the just travel.
And you have
the
like somebody to cook for you all the time.
You don't got to cook. You don't have to clean. You
get
to see
different.
Yeah.
I would love, because I remember it was this lady that was on the news and her husband had passed away. Mm-hmm. And she took the insurance policy and invested into a 10-year boat trip. So all she does for the next 10 years is live on the ship.
Yeah, see, I like that. I could totally do that.
And she said she meet new people from all over the world. She has friends she done met. Like, she's living her best life. Like, if that's something that you want to do, I would do that.
Yeah, I would.
I would live on the ship.
For me, I think 9 months might be, because I know me. Like, 9 months just might be just a little bit too long for me.
You know, I think, like, if you're pregnant, you're in the house for 9 months anyway.
Right. And you got somebody, like, to do your laundry. But,
You're not pregnant, so.
You have a casino. You have everything.
You have everything you want right there on the ship.
Now, question for you. Would you have to have someone with you? Or would you rather do it by? If I did it, I probably would rather
have 6,000 people with me.
Right.
6,000 people that
you
like.
I would love to take my husband. Like, if, you know, my husband and I would, of course, I wouldn't want to go by myself. But if I had to, I would. But I was most likely would want to take my husband and have that experience.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
We were experiencing different countries, different islands and stuff like that.
That's amazing. I would definitely like that.
And tell our kids to meet us at one of the docks somewhere.
One day. We're in this port, you know. So, I would definitely like that.
Wow.
Did you hear about, I guess it was like a few months ago, and these people, like a lot of retirees, they sold like their houses and everything, and they was going on like this 3-year cruise. And come to find out, there wasn't a cruise.
Wait, what?
I mean, well, there was a cruise, but the cruise line didn't have a ship, so.
Wait, what?
Yeah, so like a week before, I guess they were due to like.
Leave and realize.
And they realized the ship wasn't ready, and it was like, you know, it was like in limbo because they tried to purchase one ship and that fell through. But these people like sold
their
homes.
So they made this investment.
Yes, and people were like, they put like an $80,000 deposit down and they sold their homes and all of their worldly possessions.
And the thing about it, I don't believe they got their money back. I think that's how it ended up hitting the news.
Are you serious? They didn't get their money
because they said they would get it back in installments, and I'm like, money how I gave it to you, like,
if I gave it to you in full,
I wouldn't. Because if you
did, I give it to you in installments.
I feel like if you didn't purchase the ship, then where's my money? Like, you know. So
my thing is, why would you sell your house for an investment for the rest of your life for something that's only temporarily?
I mean, because
first of all, you take my 80,000
and you're like,
so what are they gonna do when the 3 years is up?
They probably was gonna like rent a condo or something. I don't know. That's like somebody's bucket list. Like, I'm gonna just sell this 7 seas or 7 3 years. I don't know.
I'm not trying to be funny, but you take my $80,000. Oh, we getting on the boat. I don't care. It's a rowboat. Yeah, we going in the water.
Yeah, that is like terrible. Like,
who was the plane? Who did this? Was it like a travel agency?
It's probably the same.
I don't know what cruise line. It's like a. It wasn't like a Royal Caribbean or like a Carnival or something. Like
no,
that.
So it was really no boat. No ship.
No ship.
Yeah. No ship. Mm-hmm.
It was supposed to be a ship, but then they said, like, with the war and stuff going on, things got, like, tied up, and a lot of investors backed out.
Yeah.
And they did not care to notify the people that this is not going to happen. Yeah, maybe you guys want your money back. It sounds like a scam to me.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just felt so horrible for those people.
Like, because you have a obligation to your customers to keep them up to date, and why wouldn't you... send an email. Sorry, guys, the trip is going to be delayed. However, you have an opportunity to get your money back or use it as a credit when number. It happens. Like, why would you tie up people's lives like that? That is so selfish, and it sounds like a scam.
Yeah,
but I think the trip in total was like $300,000+. I don't know. I have to check the figure.
I think you're right. I think it's about running. Yeah,
$100,000 a year,
approximately. Yeah, and that was like different state, you know, staterooms. So like, you know.
That's sad. I go. That's sad.
I hope everyone gets their money back.
Send my prayer to everybody that
that's horrible.
How was your weekend, Monica?
Good. You know, as usual, I relax for the most part.
You're the most relaxing person I know.
I had to. You know why? Because from the except for this morning, I don't know what in the world was going on this morning, but the whole morning just went wrong from the time I opened my eyes. But like. You know, because I'm pretty much going, like, during the week, you know, getting the kids to daycare and working. You know, right now my support system is not right there right now because everybody else, you know, has their own things going on. So, you know, I'm pretty much going. So on the weekends I try to just relax, you know, and get out the house when I can. But I literally sat and, like, was binge watching. There was this gentleman down in Tennessee. His name is spelled O-R-T-H-I-E-L. Last name is Penn. And was watching videos of him doing evictions.
So we're going to call him Mr. Penn.
Because right. I can't even pronounce it.
Mr. Penn.
Like watching him like doing evictions. And it was kind of sad like watching it because... Mm-hmm. Like some of these, you know, you can see people that really didn't realize it, you know, for some reason or another that they were being evicted.
Was it like a lab court show? Or was it just, well, like, what was his role in all of this?
He was the processor. He was the one that go out, boom, 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 officer of the court. This is an eviction. Okay. Time like to roll. yeah. Okay. And he, for a few families, he was, you know, pretty, you know, nice to. But, you know, what he was trying to explain to, like, a lot of the families, you know, because they're like, oh, you're not coming in my house. And he tried to explain to them, once I'm on the scene, you're trespassing. It's no longer your house. Once I show up, you know, you don't have, and, you know.
It's like a sheriff's office.
Yeah, and it was kind of sad because, like, you know, you can tell the ones that were just, like, playing the system. Like, this one couple, they had this beautiful house, and, you know, they lived like in one of those gated cul-de-sacs, and the wife was just like, well, they told us that we didn't have to pay because of COVID. Like, that is not the law. And then the gentleman was like, he said, well, we only owe him $21,000. I just offered him $30,000. But if you had the $30,000, why didn't you just pay this man his money?
The $21,000.
Right. You know, and when I say it was a huge house, it was like really huge house. They moved all them people's stuff, and the man started to have a panic attack. They moved all them people's stuff, and, you know.
And put it in the street.
Yeah.
That's sad. They put it on the sidewalk.
Yeah, that's horrible. Yeah.
And he was trying to get somebody to come help, you know, because it was sudden. They, you know, trying to get people to come help them. And then in, like, the one part of Tennessee where it was, like, in a poorer area, you literally see people with pickup trucks riding back and forth, like, waiting to, like, snatch these people's stuff up, like, you know.
It's so sad.
Yeah.
That's horrible.
The people trying to benefit off of
somebody else's tragedy. Yeah.
And at some point, like, the guy said it wasn't his responsibility, but he just hated to see that how people were just, like, he said he was out there to protect. Like, he had to stop one person. He said because there have been times where, he said, they'll be in the house and they'll come out and the people's stuff will be gone because somebody done drove past and snatched it up real quick, so...
Yeah, you know. Once it's on a sidewalk, it's that...
trash, right?
Yeah.
But the thing about it is they put it on the sidewalk and they tell the people they have 24 hours to get their... 48 hours to get their stuff off the property.
They should, like, pull up, like, with one of those boxes that you, like the, what is that called?
Like the moving pods or something? Well, one of the girls did have one because obviously she knew she had to move. I don't know what she had going on in the house, but it was horrendous. But anyway, the moving company actually took the pod because technically, the lady was trespassing. And so for them, they didn't want to leave the pod on the property because one, because the landlord said no. Mm-hmm. But there was a vacant property next door. Technically, nobody's responsible for that vacant property. So they didn't even want to leave it there. So
that's a show?
It was on YouTube. It was on YouTube. Oh. He was like literally recording all of like his evictions. What was kind of like.
Why would you want to record someone getting evicted?
Yeah. Yeah, and like I say, life happens for people. You don't know people's circumstances, and sometimes things happen.
Sometimes
and
you
I just
pay
can't. And you can't. And especially like everything is so high. Everything is going up, like people's income. Like you know what I'm saying? Yeah. And you don't know like what somebody is going through. Like you could be a person that pays your rent on time every month, and then something happened, and you. And all it takes is to fall 2 months behind, and it's just really no catching up.
It's like, it's a wrap, yeah. If you don't have the resources.
You don't have the resources, then, you know, trying to play catch up. So I don't.
That's sad. Someone would actually have a camera record. Like, why do we have to record everything, every aspect of people's lives from the downfall? Yeah. Right. Like, record me getting my keys into my new house. Don't record me getting kicked out of my house.
The thing about it is, you know, like I said, some of these people's houses were... When I say off the chain, just like filthy, like you just see how people live. You know, not everybody's house was dirty.
Yeah.
But it was just a point that somebody's privacy, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That somebody's
just
privacy.
Just expose how I was living. Right. And by all means, you can live the way you want to live. That's
your
business.
House.
That's
your business.
Personal.
Yeah.
You are in my personal space. Mm-hmm. And then you want to air it for the whole
world. I'm already
world.
But the videotape it. And now suppose I don't know that you're putting this on YouTube.
Yeah, that's, you know. That's I don't condone
that. I want
to
check.
Yeah, that's
how
horrible.
How much did you get?
Because he's getting paid for somebody else's disparity. I don't like that. Yeah.
So it makes me wonder, like, if he did work something out with people, because I noticed some people were blurred out where others weren't, you know, so.
No, he would have to sign an NDA with me. You're not going to talk about, you're not going to get money or make revenue off of my misfortune. You're not doing it.
Yeah, I don't like
and
that.
And so you humiliate me because I'm getting evicted. Things happen. Mm-hmm. Life happens.
Like people get sick and lose their jobs. And like I said, and it can happen to anyone. Like you
that's
know.
That's not something I would want to just, I don't know. Yeah. I don't see no pleasure or watching or seeing somebody get evicted. It's sad to me. Mm-hmm.
Well, this one lady, I understood where she was coming from. I wasn't on Section 8 years back when my kids were small, but I was in subsidized housing. So my rent was like, when I moved in, it was like $150, whatever it was. It wasn't no more than three.
Right.
And then I start working. My rent went from that to literally... $1,200. That's the difference in the amount of money I was making per month. So
it sucks being a working class, don't it?
Yeah, and so she was just like, she said it was hard to catch up. She said, but I went from paying, I think hers was something like $65 or whatever it was, something real small, to like $650. It wasn't like she was a skilled worker. She said, I don't want to be on welfare. She said, I'm trying. And she said, what happened is, okay, so they hit her with the next month, that $600, and then she's trying to pay that, and then she owes another $600. Now you got court costs added in there. Now you got late fees.
Because they're looking at it as once your income increases, your rent increases.
Yeah.
So they will only base it off what they feel as you can afford based off your income. You're telling them. So once you get into it, and that's why some people don't want to work is because it takes away all the benefits
that
they were so used to, and the free medical, the free housing, free food, and all those things. And once you walk into the working class, now all those things that you had full access to, you no longer have access to.
So
now you become a person that the taxpayers take care of to now the person that pays taxes.
Exactly.
So, you know, it can be one of those, you know, damn if you do, damn if you don't situations I had it better when I didn't have a job.
Yeah.
Because, medical is expensive. I pay a lot of money for my medical.
Yeah.
You know, it's expensive. And rent, I pay a lot of money for rent. I pay a lot of money for car notes.
It's expensive.
It's expensive just to live.
Just to
open your eyes in the morning.
And if I can get it for free,
it's like everything. Like Mindy always says, it literally costs at least $200 to leave a house.
It costs
$300.
And that, I was just talking, that was last year. So now
it's $300 to leave it.
Like, you know, the cost of living, the cost of leaving the house just increased. Yeah,
it's so. Like you really.
And she don't go nowhere with me because she guarantees. Yeah.
And it's like once you break a $100 bill, it's like it's gone. I'm like, where did my money go?
My Aisha, I'll be like, let's go here, such and such. She'll have a car full, and I walk out with one thing with
$9.99.
Like,
I took a run to
like, oh my goodness. Like, you got to the market, right, and the grocery bill comes up to like $500, and you got like two bags. I'm like, maybe did we leave something? We had to leave. Did you?
So you know what? My problem is I don't look at prices. I just pick stuff up that
and
I
just
need.
Throw it in the car. And I'll be like, did you price check that? No. And we get to the register, and then she didn't pick up.
We spent $500, no lie, in Walmart, and all we had was some cleaning products
and
I'm like, a vacuum.
How? And I'll be telling her, you have to look at prices. Like, she don't check for sales. She don't check, like, she don't coupon. She just throw it in the bag.
The one day she had, like, 9 pillows in there. She was like, which pillows are you like? I'm just going to get them all.
And like, $40 a pillow. Like, are you serious?
I'm getting better.
And then the only thing she says when they tell her the price, she's like, wow.
Yeah, like. No, Ish, here's
it's
one
horrible.
For you.
Can you're so irresponsible.
Ish, here you go. Could you put this in your cart? Now she got her cart, my cart.
Right.
That's what I was
like. I always tell her, like, we got to get two separate carts. And then I'd be like, tell me how much everything is. Right. I'm calculating it in my head, so I know how much my stuff come up to.
But you have to, you can't stand near her when she asks you, can you look at this? Do you like this? You have to leave your cart all the way on the other side. Yeah. She's like, here,
that's
y'all go.
That's why I like leaving the house. I don't.
And I was like, so you just going to spend $30 for that bag of strawberries? like seriously. Like,
I'm like, it's organic.
Yes. And I'm like, but how do you know that? Like, you could have got, it's horrible. Going shopping with Mindy is horrible. And then she'll try to convince you. I'm like, I don't really need it. Yes, you do. I'm like, it's $200 for these shoes. Like, I'm a penny pincher.
Like, I need, you're right.
We go from talking.
I think next month I'm going to work on that. Because I'm thinking, like, why did I spend $555 on some cleaning product? Mm-hmm. And, you know, my Aisha says, well, you bought cleaning products for each room in a house.
Yeah, like
and
each like, room got
its own. And I'm like, why did I do that?
And then she buys a vacuum cleaner, right? And then she doesn't know how to put it together. So instead of her sending it back, she just goes out and buy another one, right? So then when she gets the other one, she's like, I don't like this one either. And I'm like, well, send it back. No, I'm just going to keep it. But you don't know how to use it. So keep it for what?
Listen, I did take the other one back and got my money back. So I did do that.
And what did you buy in its replacement? Another vacuum, probably. Like.
No, so I put the other vacuum. I had both of the vacuums in the house. So I had a vacuum cleaner, and I had a vacuum. So yeah, I didn't feel like cleaning the carpet. So I was like, I'm taking this back and just going to get a regular vacuum. So that's exactly what I did.
She has horrible spending habits. She just like throw it in a bag. She doesn't look at price tags. And then she'll make you feel bad for like budgeting.
But you're frugal when it comes to other things.
And then I'm always like, oh.
Shopper's remorse.
Yeah, like, why did I do that? I'm like, yeah, I told you that in the store. Like, why would you do that? It's horrible. And then she makes me feel bad when I'm trying to be cheap.
Well, you know what, though? So I have to say this back to what we were talking about, but at least she can do it. Like, she's not, like, you know, it's her money, but, like, getting back to what we were talking about a few minutes ago.
Just because like, you got it don't mean you have to spend it.
Some of these... Yeah,
I'm working on it. I think I'm gonna get like counseling
because if she don't slow down, she's going to be one of those people on that show. Like, you know,
no, but listen. So like this one house he went into, like the girl's house, it was nice too. Like literally everything in the house was brand spanking new. No. It literally looked like everything was fresh out the box. That's how sparkling clean everything was. This chick went down to the courthouse and filed for bankruptcy. So I don't know, you know, the time frame. Mm-hmm. But it literally looks like she went out and maxed her credit card and did like her whole house. Even when he walked in the house, it was like, oh, wow, you got this fixed up nice. Well, she filed for bankruptcy.
Bankruptcy.
But she missed a payment. Yeah. And the bankruptcy was
discharged. So yep. Now all the creditors come out. That's the one thing when you file bankruptcy, what they do is consolidate all your debt into one payment. Mm-hmm. So all your past debt, any debt that you accumulated in the future is still your debt and you still have to pay it. So if you had $50,000 worth of debt and your bankruptcy is for 3 days, 3 years. What they do is divide that payment into 3 years, and you still have to pay that on top of paying your current mortgage, on top of paying your current bills. It doesn't take the debt away. What it does is just consolidate into one lump's payment.
Gotcha.
So I be thinking sometimes with bankruptcy and the lawyers and the judges, like, if I can't pay my regular bills, you're going to now tax on an extra bill that's greater than the regular bills that I had. And you got to show that you're able to pay it. And it's like, you know, at the end of the day, it has to make sense.
Okay.
If I wasn't able to pay my regular mortgage, what makes you think I'm going to have to pay now $50,000 that's combined and that's divided within 3 years and have to pay that on top of that?
On top of?
So if you miss one or two payments, they discharge and dismiss your bankruptcy.
Okay.
And now... you're no longer protected. Bankruptcy is nothing but a protection shield over your debt. And pretty much once you don't make that second payment, they come after you. They release it. The judge assign a release. And then now all the credit, and they send it to all the creditors. Let them know that you're no longer protected. So now they can come and repo your car. They can come evict you. Or they can come and take your house and all those things. And now the creditors is now after you.
But that's why it's so important to, like, live within your means and, you know, try to budgeting and saving.
That's what I have to do, budget.
Yeah.
Utilize the 50-30-20 rule. Mm-hmm. And that 20-30-50 rule is you take your income, your monthly income. So if your monthly income is $10,000, you combine that $10,000. Your rent should only be 30% of that.
Okay.
Your miscellaneous is 20%, and 50% goes into a savings.
Right? Okay.
So that way, you're not always robbing Peter to pay Paul. You're putting 50% of your pay into a savings.
Right.
30% is your bills. And then 20% is a miscellaneous, just in case an emergency or anything come up.
Don't they say you should always have like 3 months of
rent or your mortgage? And that's after payment. Uncle Sam get his cut.
But like I said, again, it's so hard because everything is going up. But you know, your income, yeah. So it's hard.
He was telling this one man like their rent was literally $695. He receives like. I think he was like 12 or something like that, 100 a month in disability. Mm-hmm. His wife was working and his son was working. And so the processor was like, well, you know, it's like none of my business. He said, your rent is only $695. Everybody makes enough where this should have been paid. Like, what's the issue? So like they didn't pay rent for like months. And then he was like, well, she didn't fix nothing. So what I think the theme that I heard with a lot of the evictions, like they kept saying, well, you know, the landlord's not fixing anything. But I think what a lot of people don't realize is if the landlord is not fixing anything, you just can't go out and spend that money. What do you have to put it like an escrow or something like that?
You still have to make your monthly payments into an escrow account to let the judge see that you do have it to pay. You're just not paying
not
it because.
Not willing to pay because there are no.
Like, my obligation is to pay my rent every month. Right. So I'm going to put it in an escrow account to show you that I have it. I'm just not paying it because he's not meeting the demands of the maintenance of the apartment.
Right.
And then if the landlord refused to pay something and you put it in an escrow for about 3-4 months and he's still, like, unwilling to fix anything, the money that you accumulated over the 3-4 months, why not move? Because now you have grounds to break out of your lease as long as you can show
that you
have
the money.
And that's
exactly what the judge will tell you.
As long as, you know, because why stay somewhere where the landlord is just unwilling to fix anything?
Well, that's what he asked the one guy, like, when he was asking him, he was like, we haven't had heat for a year. He said, well, why would you stay in a house with no heat?
Why would you stay somewhere with no heat? That's terms to get to break out of your lease with, you know, no consequences.
Now, I'm not, if I rent a place and there's no heat, And he is included into my rent. That's mm-hmm. something that you would have to get.
Yeah.
Now, if I didn't pay my gas bill, that's something different.
Well, you on your own with that.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. But if you're not giving me heat, I'm out of here.
Right. I'm not yeah. staying yeah. somewhere.
I'm not staying yeah. somewhere where you because can provide the necessary heat,
yeah.
the
yeah.
essentials that I need.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. So
it's always, it's a sad situation altogether because yeah. some people get caught up in this materialistic world where you rather go buy materialistic things instead of paying your rent and say I'm gonna get to it. Next thing you know, these days go into minutes.
Well, it was funny you said
to hours, and hours is now minutes, and minutes right. is now seconds.
But then it is people that genuinely want to pay their rent, but then unforeseen circumstances come up.
Yeah, like somebody moved out, they were sharing, they was in a relationship.
Right. You know? Or like an unforeseen medical where you mm-hmm. gotta pay, you know, whatever. Like things happen.
Life happens.
And I don't judge anyone because I don't know anyone's circumstances. And I don't ever want it to be me. So
yeah, one situation where they were giving the lady the money. Like mm-hmm. they literally were surprised. They were paying the rent, so it was titled Jennifer Ain't Paying No Rent. So they were giving the money to this woman, Jennifer. Nobody even knew who Jennifer was. And the number that they called, like they had no idea who she was. So they were giving money. So these people were actually scammed. You know?
And the sad thing, the judge still would say, well,
that's what exactly what
it's
he
not
said.
The obligation is to pay the person that owns it. Mm-hmm, if you pay somebody else, Jennifer could have been your sister.
Mm-hmm. Right, exactly.
You know, Jennifer could have been a cousin. I'm going to send this to you. Jennifer could have been her partner.
Mm-hmm.
I'm paying Jennifer, my partner, every month.
Exactly.
Act like I'm paying the rent. So, but your obligation is to pay your landlord and make sure that you are paying the landlord.
Yeah.
It's sad, but, you know.
Yes. What else going on, you guys?
Well, what happened in Philly this weekend? It was nice. It was a nice weekend.
Like Saturday, it rained like horribly. And then Sunday, the sun just was like, hey, yeah.
So, I mean, Philly just signed Jack Willard. Not that y'all care about baseball like I do. Philly's just extended their contract with Jack Willard. He agreed to a 3-year contract. Guess how much he's getting paid?
How much?
$126 million.
You know how much shopping you can do at Walmart with
They say that's the most lucrative extension.
I need to borrow some.
In baseball history.
Wow.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So I hope you do good. Take us to the World Series.
Yes.
Zach. Congratulations, Zach Willard. Mm-hmm. Also in the news, there was a shooting on the expressway. I think it was 95.
It was 95. They had to shut down both ways, I believe.
Was it road rage?
I don't know. I was unplugged this weekend, so.
That's
sad. No news, no Instagram or anything, so I don't know.
And also, what was the deal with the lady, Selena Marsden, that got pulled over, and she stated that she was working for the mayor's office?
I'm with the mayor's office. That's what she was saying? Yeah. She works for
the
mayor.
So she thought that she can get some, some get out of jail for free.
A get out of jail free card.
Free card because she works for the mayor's office. And I think, like, if you work in an office of officials in politics and anybody, like, you should know better.
Yeah.
Why would you want her reputation? This is a person she hired.
Right.
She thinks she can get away with anything now that you work for the mayor office, name dropping.
Mm-hmm. Right, right.
Like, I mean, I've done that in the past. But it was at restaurants.
Right. I'm about to say, it wasn't like the...
It wasn't like when I got pulled over by the cops.
Right,
If I get pulled over by the... Have I ever got pulled over by the cops? Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
I did. But I didn't have any warrants or wasn't necessary where they had to put handcuffs on me or anything. I was just like, you're right. I was speeding.
Yeah.
I really was. But I named... Have y'all ever name dropped?
All the time. Not all the time, but...
You know what I do? And I'm not telling the people out there to do it. Like, you ever go to a restaurant and it's crowded? And I'm like, I really want to see what they say is booked. I Google who's the owner of the restaurant or the manager. And I'd be like, is Steve there? Is Steve, Steve Manning, is he here today? oh, no, he's not here. Oh, let me call him. Because he did say I can stop by at any time and get something to eat. And they're like,
that.
You know Steve Manning? Yes, I do. And they would actually sit you down. Oh, let me see if we can find a table.
I can try that.
There's a table that's available for me to sit.
Now, what if he was there and came out?
Like, I'm like, Steve, Janet told me.
You don't remember me, Steve.
Hey, Steve, when I met you at the...
You told me to stop by anytime. This is the anytime.
Yeah.
I'm going to try
Let me show you pictures of me with the mayors. Remember this thing?
I'm going to try that. That's horrible.
It is. And I did it a couple of times at Red Lobster. You know, Red Lobster, when you first walk in, you can tell you who's a general manager.
Exactly.
It's a general manager.
That's horrible. I'm not gonna try it.
Is Deanna today? Oh wow! I just seen him over the weekend.
Oh my goodness!
I'm gonna try that.
So yeah, it can. When you name drop, just Google if you want to get it. While you're sitting there waiting for your, they tell you it's gonna be 2 hour wait. You go back. Oh, is Dan there? Okay. So yeah, it's some things that I have done and got away with it by name dropping. Yeah. I don't know these people
from a can.
Oh my goodness!
But it got me a seat at the table, and they was treating me. They was treating us so nice.
Of course they were.
You was a guest of Steve's.
Listen, it's Steve. Next thing I know, like Steve, Minty came in. You like who? Minty. I don't know no Minty. What y'all do?
That's funny. But this is like off topic, but Mindy just said something when she said, what did you say? I don't know him from a can of paint.
Mm-hmm.
Like, mm-hmm. What does that mean? Like,
I don't know.
I don't know. What did I say? A can of paint. All right, my people be like, you trying to keep up with the Joneses. And I'm like, who are the Joneses?
I really would like to meet the Joneses.
Yeah, but like, no, who are these people?
So, you know what? And I wish I remember. I'm going to have to find it for the next time. There is actually a whole thing of where that statement came from.
The Joneses?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so.
It's like, why would you want your cake and eat it too? I'm thinking like, if I had my cake.
Aren't you supposed to eat your cake? Right, yeah. Like, I thought you're supposed to eat the cake. Of course. I want my cake and eat it too.
Yes. I want the cake and I want to eat it.
Or like what Monica said, you robbing Peter to pay Paul.
And robbing Paul to pay y'all.
Yes. I'm like, who Peter?
Everybody
who
getting
Paul?
Robbed.
Who are these people?
I did that one time. I was so stressed. I was on the phone. I was like, look, I'm robbing Peter to pay Paul, and I'm robbing Paul to pay y'all. What do you want?
Like, who is Peter and who is Paul? And why are you robbing people?
Peter been robbed a lot of times.
Yes. Everybody always robbing poor Peter.
Always pay Paul.
I wouldn't want my name to be Peter or Paul.
Okay. Like, what's another one? I just like, who makes up these things?
Like, I want my cake and eat it too.
Oh my goodness.
I can never not. I can't grasp the concept of that. I want my cake and eat it too.
I guess. Of course.
That's funny. That's really, really funny.
So you just going to give me a piece of cake and I'm not supposed to eat it?
I'm not supposed to eat it. Just look at it.
Sit there and stare at it.
Yeah, so it's like, I don't grasp the concept of that. I don't know. But yeah.
Today is, what's today, Maisha?
What's National Grammar Day.
Why does that day even exist? Like,
same reason why we have National Coffee Day, National Donut Day. I don't know.
National Walk Your Dog Across the Street Day.
Yeah, so it's National Grammar Day. And yes. And it was first developed in 1922. I forgot the young lady name, but yeah.
So what does that mean? Grammar, yes, is grammar.
Right. So it was like the study of like the most mispronounced words in America, and me and my daughter was up last night going over, and it was just so funny. And me and her like was going back and forth because one of the words was caramel, and she's like, "It's not caramel, it's caramel," and I'm like, "It's caramel." So she's asking Siri, I'm asking Alexa, like, "What's the correct, you know, pronunciation?"
So,
and,
oh Jesus, I'm sorry, but you know why that irks me? Because I went in the Starbucks one day and I said, mm-hmm. "Can I have a caramel macchiato?" And the girl kept saying caramel. I was like, okay. So she kept correcting me, right. And I was getting annoyed. I was just like, just get my coffee.
Right. So isn't it based off your language?
Like your region?
And where you come from.
And where you come from. Yeah, yeah. So it's funny.
So like, A lot of people say salmon.
And it's salmon.
And then salmon.
And that was another. My daughter was like, because it has
so why they put that L in there?
That's what she said. She's like, it's a waste of a letter. I'm like, well, comb is spelled with a B at the end, and we don't say comba. You know? Like, I don't hear you say face with a comba, Mom. Like, I don't know. Like, it's the English language. Like,
but you know what, though? Some of my family can't say birth certificate. Or my one aunt used to say, instead of
birth certificate?
Yeah, like they said birth certificate.
You know what one word that I hate growing up, and my aunts and them used to call it all the time? Zinc.
Zinc.
I know, it's not a zinc. It's a sink. Oh my goodness.
It's a sink.
My daughter was saying a word that she has a hard time pronouncing is strategic. And I was like, well, yeah, that's a hard word if you're saying it like in a sentence and talking really fast. She was like, I can't say it.
Strategic.
No, statistically. And I was like, oh, yeah, that's another. And they were saying like S and C's are like hard to, you know.
I'm one of those.
I can't say that one.
I can't say a lot statistic. Of
mm-hmm. just, you know, I don't know what it is.
Statistics
or statistics. Yes.
You know.
Before we continue, can I say my most pet peeve word?
What?
Scrimps.
Oh, yes.
Oh,
yeah.
Scrimps.
I can't even say it wrong. Scrimp to me.
Scrimps. Scrimps.
So we think to take out the H.
Scrimps. They took out the
Can I have some scrimp and grits? Scrimp and grits.
I can't. It's Every funny. Time somebody says, it's like running your fingers down the chalkboard. You say scrimps. Yeah, girl. And we was eating them scrimps. First of all, we're not even going to continue this conversation.
Yes, and it was like so many other words. I forgot to bring a list. And it was like funny. And it was like other words that people misspell.
What was the top? Do you have a top one that people miss?
Can you Google it real fast? I forgot it. And it was funny. And then like they were like saying like when people are writing, like they mean angel, but they'll spell it angle or vice versa.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, I see that a lot.
And don't forget about your, Y-O-U-R, or you and or in your, Y-O-U apostrophe R-E.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it is. It gets a little complicated. I don't know.
See, with me, it's me using the words in the wrong way. Like, yeah. No, like, I really can say something and what comes out my head is something totally different. Like I say, my Isha, give me a leg.
Right. So, okay.
And then I meant to say, give me your arm.
No, Mindy says it all the time. She'll be like, grab onto my, because you know, I hold on to her because I can't see. So she'll be like, hun, grab onto my leg. Or she, I'm like, grab onto your leg. How am I supposed to do this? Like, how is that going to work? Like she says it all the time.
Give me your leg.
It's like the weirdest stuff. And you know I can't see, so I'm just like, wait.
So the other day I was looking for something in the cabinet, and I'm just looking for it, and I'm just like, where is it? So I told my Isha, like, let me tell you where I found the grits in the refrigerator.
Yes, like she,
like I'm so.
I don't know
where
her mind be. Like today, she walks me to the car and puts me in the drive. I'm like, you really want me to drive? Okay.
I did.
But I'm just like
sometimes I be having my blind moments.
It'd be the blind leading the blind.
And I wouldn't have said anything. I would have been like, where the keys?
No. The other day, we're in Walmart or wherever we were, Trader Joe's, I don't know. So what happens is I usually hold on to the back of the cart and Mindy will be in front. and she just... rolled off without me. I'm just standing in the middle of the aisle like, Mindy. So somebody walked up to me like, are you okay? I'm like, I'm looking for
her. Like, oh, where'd she go? Come on, Maisha.
And I'm just standing there like, and then the other day we had IKEA. Oh, man. And I'm holding on to the cart and it's like the handicapped sign outside. So it's like, I guess, like, nose level to me. So I'm holding on to the back of the cart. Mindy's holding on to the front. And she's just pulling away. And I walk smack dead into the handicap sign. And I'm like, if this isn't, like, The handicapped person walks into the handicapped side, and it got me. I swear, it sliced my nose.
I felt so bad. Like, oh my God, you are.
I'm like, I know people in their car. Like, why did she just let that blind girl walk right into the out of all things the handicapped sign? Like, seriously,
out of all things,
I got touching my nose. Like, is my nose? Mindy just be in a totally different world. Like, I don't.
I have a million things going on in my head. So sometimes. I don't know. You ever be thinking about a lot of things and then somebody actually do something and then you have to do it? That's me.
Yeah.
That's me. I'm always in my head. I'm always having, like, thinking that I need to do something or I need to make a phone call or I need to, and it's horrible sometimes.
And Mindy, and it's been her whole life.
So when I go into the market, I just grab anything. I don't got time to be looking at no prices. Oh, come on. We got to get out of here.
And she literally leaves her phone everywhere.
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 So, everywhere.
So one day, I left my phone. I couldn't find it. So I was like, I know I was at Atme. Let me go back to Atme. This girl was like, yeah, it was a phone ringing in the freezer.
She left her phone.
She said, I heard. She was like, I was in here looking for a bag of shrimp. And she said, I heard this ringing noise, but I didn't pay no mind. I thought it was behind, you know, like they can put stuff in a freezer behind the freezer.
Yeah, yeah.
So she's thinking that it's coming from behind the freezer. So I'm calling as I'm walking all around. And she's like, are you looking for this? I was like, yeah. She was like, at one point, I thought I was crazy. The freezer is ringing. Like,
it's hard. Like, when I say it's really bad, like.
It's like, I can't. I left the phone at the bank. A couple weeks ago.
And then at the corner bakery, literally.
Exactly.
And I'm just like, ah. And then.
At the nailery too, right?
I don't understand why she has two phones and she can barely keep up with one. I just don't understand.
Just in case.
I have my laptop, my phone, both phones, my purse. My, I don't know how many times I lost my keys. Mm-hmm.
It's horrible.
It is. Yeah. I'm a work in progress.
So I told her to do like mental exercises and stuff, like riddles and stuff, to kind of like keep her focused because her focus just be all off. So.
Like what kind of riddle?
So we've been working on these riddles, right? And just to help her stay focused and kind of, you know.
And it's crazy. When it comes to me and my personal life, mm-hmm. I'm all over the place. It's chaos. Mm-hmm. But when it comes to business, I'm so focused.
Exactly.
I just don't understand why can't I have both, the best of both worlds?
Right.
Have everything in order and be more focused. Mm-hmm. So I have a riddle for you guys. Let me pull it up. Take a second.
She says I cheat because she gave me one the other day and I Googled it.
And here it is. I'm wrecking my brain trying to figure it out. And Monica goes and cheats. I'm like, what? Like I said, no, give me one more
minute.
Okay,
here is one. It starts on the ground, goes up and down, but never moves.
It starts on the ground.
Okay, y'all just really got hold.
We're thinking. I got my thinking cap on.
I don't know.
It starts on the ground, mm-hmm. goes up and down, but never moves. Come on now. Drink it. I mean, do it.
See how you can drink it.
Drink it like.
See what I mean?
All right. It starts on the ground, goes up and down, and never moves.
What's on the ground that goes up and down? We utilize it almost every day. I'm going to give you some hints. It's in every house. Okay. I done gave y'all something.
Is that what
I still can't figure it out?
No, somebody help us.
Stairs?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Go ahead, Monica. Okay. You better not have Googled that under the table.
No, I didn't.
Okay.
Okay, the one that they didn't get and they had to Google it. So if you guys want to take this to someone and see if they can figure it out, what is it that everyone needs, everyone asks for, everyone gives, but almost nobody takes? So that was like one of the hardest riddles that I heard.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we were trying to figure it out.
But the answer actually makes sense. Right.
So what is it that everyone needs, everyone asks for, everyone gives, but almost nobody takes? And the answer is, drum roll, advice. Now, that's me. Mm-hmm. I can give everybody advice, but as soon as you tell me, I'm like, I ain't listening.
I'll be like, Mindy. And then she'll ask, like, what you think I should do? And then I tell her, and she still does the opposite. I'm like, so what's the point of asking? Like, you know?
She asked me something one day. I said, I don't think I'm the right one to ask you. She said, no, I'm asking you because I'm asking you.
And then she's not going to take, she's not even going to take your advice. So like, why bother? Like,
and I need it. I ask for it. Mm-hmm.
But guess what?
And I always give it, but I never want to take it.
Exactly. That's a good one. That's a good one.
That is a really good one because it relates to everyone. Because I believe everyone does this. Like they want to give they want to be the person that gives advice, but they don't want to be the person that take it. Mm-hmm. I'd be like, she don't know what she's talking about. Right. I'm not doing that. Like I can give Monica advice and Monica just will go with what she want to go with. I gave her plenty of advice.
No, but then I'll go full circle. I'll be like, let me just do what she told
me to
do.
Then she was like, I should have listened to you.
And Mindy does let them. I should have listened to you when you said like, yeah.
But guess what? I've learned that she gives really good advice. She really does.
I need to give myself, it's called... Yeah, I need
to take my own advice
sometimes.
But remember the advice you gave me a couple weeks ago? Mm-hmm. And what did it do? It worked. You know, I can't say it because it's personal, but it literally worked out. I was like, let me just, and out the blue, I just did it. I was like, you know what? Let me just do what she said. Let me just try it. It's literally crazy. Everything just worked just the way it was supposed to work.
I can give people business advice, financial advice, everything, but I can't get it together on myself.
Right, and that's usually how it is. Like, I can make things work for everyone else. When it comes to myself, I just be like, oh, what am I supposed to do?
Do you call that like being kind of self-centered?
No.
Okay.
Because, like, people generally ask me for advice, but I think right now I'm in a point in my life, don't ask me nothing because I don't know what type of answer you're going to get. I'm just, you know what I mean? So right now I don't like to really give advice.
Right. And I only give it advice when someone asks for it. I don't really just.
Oh, yeah.
You know? That's me. Like, I'm the first person to be like, no, don't do that. But people call me for advice all the time. But when I start talking and I tell them what they did wrong, that's when they get upset.
Because
I want to hurry up. Oh, let me call you right back.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? You're the type of person, if you don't want the truth, don't ask Mindy. Don't ask because she's going to give you the hard knuckle truth.
And sometimes that can be beneficial and it also can be...
But they have to know your character. You're not mean-spirited. It's not like you're mean-spirited. This is really what it is. You know what I mean? There's some people you ask for advice, and you're like, you know what? You could have kept that to yourself.
But you know what? I'm learning that silence is golden. I just be like, you got to figure it out on your own.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because at the end of the day, some people going to do what they want to do. They just want to hear what you want to say. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So sometimes I'm learning as you get older. You know, we're in our 50s now, so I'm learning to be silent. I never knew why my mom was so humble and so quiet until now. And I'm learning. It's that part of growth where not everything warrants a response.
A response. And I don't speak on people. Like I said, I don't speak on situations unless I'm asked. Like, I don't insert myself into people's business or problems, especially if I don't have a solution. If I don't have a solution, I won't even...
You ever get advice
on a problem?
On somebody else's problem, and then next thing you know, you had that same problem.
The exact same problem.
Or when you talk about somebody, and next thing you know, it happened to you.
That's why I said I don't like to speak on people's problems. I don't want it to be me. Like, I don't want to be put in it. Yeah.
And I think as I'm getting older, I'm not commenting on that.
Stop being so opinionated and judgmental when it comes to other people's lives. Because at the end of the day, we all are our own individuals. And we all have a moral responsibility to take care of us, you know, and also, you know, part of humanity is you take care of others with kindness, caringness.
I tell people that all the time. No one is exempt from the trials and tribulations of life, though. I don't like to judge people or talk down on people or people's situations because you never know when it might be you. So.
There's no rewards in that. It's just consequences and karma.
Yeah. I don't like...
I try to really help people more than, within my power. But, you know, I try not to be so judgmental.
When someone once told me you can't save the world without saving yourself.
Right.
So if you throw down your life jacket, you're going to drown.
But they said when you're on a flight, put your face mask on before you help your neighbors. And I was just like, that's so mean, but I guess.
There's
like,
another one of those things.
I would put my neighbor's mask on before I would put mine on. But, yeah, that's what they say. when you're bored.
And, what's the other one? When you point one finger at one person, how many is pointed back at you?
So there was, I was watching this, I was, you know, Charm. I watch Charm all the time. Mm-hmm. So it was this episode where they had to save the world, but they were being kind of like selfish because it was either you save yourself or save the world. And the question was, would you save 40 people or 3 siblings? How would that go? Like, Maisha, would you say 3 siblings or 40 people?
I'll pay.
You plead the fifth.
You're asking the wrong two.
You're asking
the wrong two. Monica, would you,
you asking the wrong,
would you say 40 people or 3 siblings?
And it's so funny because we had this conversation yesterday because we were singing that how Miranda is with my dad and how my brother is with my dad. So my stepmom was like, yeah, he would, if your dad and I was hanging from a cliff, he would, and only could save one of us, he would definitely save your dad. And I was like, that's wrong. So they was like, well, both of your kids were hanging from a cliff, which one would you save? I'm like, you can't ask me that. Like, how, I don't. Like
that's hard. Yeah.
That's hard.
That's hard. That's hard.
I would jump. I would all jump. Jump. Yeah. If I can't save,
right?
If I can't save two, if I can't save one, we all going together.
Yeah.
And for that, save the idea if you're supposed to save 40 people and not 3, you're not supposed to risk 40 lives to save 3
lives.
That's
what I was thinking.
The answer is.
That's what I was thinking.
The moral responsibility is to save the 40 people because what you've done is let 40 people die opposed to 3. Or how many?
Hopefully none of my siblings
have.
Are listening, but yeah, that's what I was thinking.
So that's the correct answer. Now, some people be like, I don't know no people.
Well, I would save my siblings. I don't
know. I know one of them not a murderer, a rapist.
I don't know.
I just saved a killer.
Yeah, so I don't
but
know.
But 40 it's strangers.
I would try to save 43, the 40 and my siblings. So, you know, I don't know.
It was either or, not both.
Yeah, don't put me in that predicament.
Monica,
they have to
you
choose.
Really quiet over there.
And it depends. How many siblings do I got?
She throw her siblings under the bus.
If I save, if I save the 40 people, I have like 7 more siblings left.
So. I'm like, am I included in that 40? Leo and me would say, am I included in that 40?
Like, you know, at this point, I'm tired of everybody. Everybody going to 40, the siblings, everybody.
That's all right. I got my nieces and nephews. That's going to be okay.
Oh, that's funny, you guys.
Oh my God. It's been an hour.
Yes.
When you're having fun.
It's been a wonderful hour.
Everyone have an amazing work week and enjoy this good weather.
Yes.
Get out. And
don't forget that time goes spring up. The 10th, this coming Sunday. Don't forget to set your clocks 1 hour ahead.
Yes.
And everyone has a safe, blessed, and amazing week.
Bye.
We'll talk to you next Monday.
Bye-bye.
Bye.